Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. How are you this morning? You know what? I'm going to be honest. I am so very sleepy. I almost am as sleepy as I normally am doing my 7 a.m. show. I just don't sleep well right now, and I'll get into that later on in the show. But I want to welcome everyone to Flavor Coffee House. Come in, sit down, relax. I'll share some stories, some thoughts, some great, great indie music. You know, it's all about indie music when it comes to Flavor Marlex Radio. Really happy that I had some great phone meetings with Mark Van Claggett, who is my business partner, and he's Marlex of Flavor Marlex. And I have to take advantage of the fact of when he's actually home in Maryland, because he tours all the time, and he's gone probably 75% of the time versus being home and where I can actually speak to him on the phone and talk about some things. We've got some great things in the works, so that's wonderful, exciting things going on with Spectrum Music Group, which I'm so excited about, and a lot of great things are happening for me. So I hope the same for you. I really, really do. But if you know me and you follow this show, I take care of my elderly daddy, and so I have to wait, you know, kind of listen for him to wake up. You know, he's 91 now, so, you know, he used to get up at about 8 o'clock in the morning. Now it's pushing it to between 9, 9:30. I listen for him, though, you know, so I can get his coffee going and breakfast going and everything. So then when I do that, I jump into a bunch of music. Sometimes I have to run up and down the stairs to make sure that, you know, I get the music going without a pause. But thank you so much for joining me here at the coffee house. And I'm going to start out with some music just so I can start listening for him. And if you have not heard the CD, if you have not purchased it, this is one CD I would purchase. I really, really recommend it to anybody who just loves great indie music. This is Noel Gordien with his piece Can't Wait featuring Avery Sunshine off of his brand new CD called City Heart Southern Soul. Again, Can't Wait.
To the point, let's make this Jones official. Cause every time I'm with ya, I swear that I'm on lover's lane, girl. Just me and you, and you. And it feels like he made you just for me. Girl, you're amazing. Now my goal is to bring you to ecstasy.
Say the word.
something better, and you need to be right.
Oh, see how it feels when you get home from work. You walk in.
Not a soul around. That kind of quiet, you can hear your eyelids blink. And it hurts too much to think about how we once were. Slideshow, good history. You and me smiling constantly, yeah. But I know it's better that we keep our distance now. Cause the chemistry, when it's you and me, it's far too damn scary. And the crave goes too deep. Anxiety gets the best of us. And ooh, baby, I can never, ever forget the way we touch when we make
love.
Temptation.
Insanity.
Our addiction is a must. Introduction to the kissing leads to the licking. Baby, who you kidding? But ooh, 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 let me slow down and get back to reality. Cause you and me can never be. Cause we be out of control. Straight jacket crazy.
Love.
Temptation.
Insanity.
No one's changed, they want to stay. No one wants to feel the pain. Try to drink some wine, find the love inside. 'Cause they both know how this could go. So they run away in fear, 'cause the end is drawn near now. And they're standing in the shade that the elephant has made. How did it go unknown?
How did it go unknown?
After drinking so much wine, spending so much time, how did it go unknown?
I care for you. let it shine, yeah, 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 yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House. This is where I love to support the arts and independent music talents. If you know me, it's all about the independent. It's, you know, it's really rare that I play anything that's like mainstream out there. A lot of the mainstream artists from kind of a little back in the day have gone independent too. So you may hear some of them here on Flavor Marlex Radio, and especially if it's an artist that's signed to Spectra Music Group, because we've got a wonderful, wonderful label that's called Spectra Heritage, that we've got some of the classic oldies but goodies artists signed to that label, and you'll be hearing some of their music here on Flavor Marlex Radio. So welcome. Come in, sit down, relax. Daddy's got his breakfast and his coffee going. I got a funny story to tell you about that. But let me tell you who I opened up the show with. Noelle Gordine. I one of the top indie artists out there. And this particular album is called City Heart, Southern Soul. It's amazing. I was blessed to be able to get a copy the day that it released. And the gentleman who did the mastering on this project is Jelf Star. You'll see him on my Facebook. He really, really kind of taught me what clarity and perfection sounds like when it comes to production. And I tell you, in who I am and what I do, I learn all the time. I'm telling you, I don't listen to music the same way as I used to. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing. You know, but I've definitely learned to really, really appreciate production level. And when it comes to being an A&R rep for Spectra, that's really, really important, is production level. Jeff does it the best. He really, really does it the best. So he handled the mastering on Noelle Gordine's project. He handles the mastering, I believe, on all of Top Notch Music artist projects. But it's beautiful. It is really beautiful. This is an album I think that anybody, it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from, I think you could really just enjoy it, appreciate it, groove to it. You know, it's got, you know, different kind of genre, you know, tastes in there. It's smooth because that's just Noelle's style. This last piece, you know, featured Avery Sunshine, Can't Wait, featuring her, and beautiful. Love that piece. Okay, I could go on and talk about what I feel about that project, what I feel about what Jelf does, what I feel about Top Notch. I mean, talk about Top Notch. Top Notch all the way around. All the way around. Shout out to Marvin Mack. Much respect to that gentleman. I went into Lamone Andrews with High Off You. And he's a new artist who's come my way, and I'm getting, you know, I'm enjoying getting to know his flavor. It's a little bit different, you know, but I like different. I don't like things that kind of just are cookie cutter and this and that. So I've got another piece that I'll be playing at some point at one of the shows for us. And then I went into my boy Paris Toon. This piece, of course, always has Mother's Favorite Child when it comes to a Paris Toon piece. And then featuring I Am Jones, it's called Love, Temptation, Insanity. And then Carol Dubach with Elephant. My girl Coley Williams with Passing Day. And then closing out this morning set with Waterseed and I'm Trying. I hope that you're doing well. I'm doing pretty good. Now that Daddy is fed and he's got his coffee, I did make myself a cup of coffee too. You know, I can just chill here with you, and I'm feeling a little bit more awake, probably from the running up and down the stairs. That's my exercise, running up and down the stairs, but I really love having my office upstairs. You know, I have my own space. It's funny, though. It seems like the phone rings all the time now, and so, but it's good conversations, and it's stimulating conversations, and I really, really like that. But as I was making the coffee for my daddy this morning, And it made me think about Flavor Coffee House because, you know, being a barista, a coffee house owner, of course I had gourmet Italian coffee at my shop. I first started, I used Cafe d'Arte coffee, which was very good and different, you know, different type of beans there. It's interesting when you go and you taste coffee as a coffee house owner to see what, you know, what you really want your taste to be like, you know, at your coffee shop. And I really liked Cafe d'Arte, and I really liked the customer service, and my sales rep was just absolutely amazing. But, you know, that company kind of went through some changes, and customer service is really big to me. And so a gentleman who kind of was with Cafe d'Arte, he left, he went to another company. Yeah, he took me with him. But you know what? Lavazza coffee, oh my goodness. Oh, smooth, beautiful coffee. So I was really happy to follow him over to Lavazza, and great, great service from them also. So anyway, I'm all into, you know, kind of gourmet coffee. And I do like organic gourmet coffee too. I will have to say I can kind of taste the difference. So I would go to the store and I would buy, you know, gourmet coffee beans, and I would grind it myself. I kept my small grinder from Flavor Coffee House, and I would grind fresh coffee beans for my daddy in the morning. Well, the other day, you know, we didn't go to a store that had the gourmet coffee beans, but they had Folgers. So guess what? I picked up a thing of Folgers, and I said, you know, it's okay to have something like this as a backup, you know, for when I run out of coffee beans and gourmet coffee, whatever. You know, it's okay to have some Folgers as a backup to use. So I came home. I made Daddy some Folgers coffee. Do you know that he said to me, the coffee is really good this morning? I'm like, are you serious? I said, I've been making you gourmet coffee all this time, and you would just prefer the cheap Folgers coffee? And he's like, yeah, I have to admit. Guess what? Daddy's going to be getting the cheap Folgers coffee now because he really likes it. I was like, oh, like, okay, you know, so if I want a cup of coffee, I can handle Folgers if I have to. If I want something different, I can buy myself some gourmet beans or, you know, go to a coffee shop and pick up my own, you know, coffee or whatever. I just was like floored by the fact that my daddy liked Folgers coffee. So, but you know what? It's all about the creamer. It's all about the creamer because I'm big on vanilla lattes. I really am. You know, I wasn't a coffee drinker when I built Flava, but I became a coffee drinker, you know, of course, owning a coffee house. But vanilla's my Flava. You know, I tried them all. You know, I tried, you know, I made my own concoctions and all of that, but I always came back to the vanilla. And so, you know, when I get the coffee for Daddy, I would always get vanilla creamer too. And I'm telling you, that vanilla cream, it makes a difference. It can make some bad coffee taste really, really good. So anyway, how are you this morning? I really, really hope that you're doing well. I hope that you had a great week. I had a challenging week. I had a really challenging week. But the beautiful thing about this challenging week, and maybe it started last weekend, but is when you are surrounded with a good team and they're going through the same challenges with you, because it's really not your challenge. It's kind of like the team's challenge. It's really cool, you know, to have people that you can go through it with. You know, it's those situations when you have to go through it by yourself and you try to figure out and analyze and you think too much or whatever it is, however you go through those challenges. Because I try really hard to let go of things. But this thing that we all went through really, really affected the team and was very challenging to be online because of what we had to go through. I wish that I could really talk about it, but I can't. But it being a part of a good team, being a part of a unit where people really, really honestly care about you genuinely, and you care about them in return genuinely, it really, really matters. And it made me think more and more and more the importance of having a good team with you. I don't know how many of you have an actual team that works with you when it comes to your art, your craft, but I think it's really, really important. And it's not that everybody plays the same role, because I think to have an effective team, first of all, they have to have a passion about who you are and what you do. If somebody comes along and says they want to manage you and they know nothing about you, that's not somebody who's going to be in your corner. I remember my colleague and friend Miles Anthony telling me that to be an effective manager, you have to have a passion just as much as the passion of the artist for what they're creating. You have to really, really believe in it. And I think that's true. There are managers who come along because they're just looking to make some money off of you. That's not a good manager. A manager is really going to step up and play a role, and the team needs to be the same. They need to believe in you. They need to believe in your product and what you're creating, and they need to give the 110% just like you will in who you are as the artist and being the product. And so when you can find that right team, maybe somebody's really good at communicating, whether it's, you know, verbally and writing. Maybe somebody else is good at researching. You know, maybe somebody else is really good in being in the studio with you or editing your writings. You know, I think that you need a variety of people. But if nothing else, you need at least one or two people that are on your team that helps you make your world work. And that way I think you're much, much more effective. Since I joined Spectrum Music Group, I really know what it is to be a part of a team. And I never saw this coming, you know, having this opportunity, you know, to join a record label, music group. And I stepped in pretty smoothly, you know, pretty, pretty smoothly. And gained the respect of the head people, which I'm extremely blessed for, you know, but I really love the organization of it. I really, really do. And to be a part of a team, to say that I have other people that we communicate really well with, or with each other, to, you know, everybody knowing what their roles are and having a leader and leaders that you can turn to and ask questions and bounce ideas off of, or whatever. It's an amazing experience to say I'm a part of a solid team. And so, you know, in the time that I've kind of maneuvered my way through the arts, music, entertainment industry, you know, I've been faced with many challenges. The biggest challenge is probably the artists. But, you know, I'm one who always believes in building together. I'm one who definitely believes in quality and doing things the right way. That is a challenge. That's a challenge when it comes to creative souls. And so, you know, I pull back in some ways. I push out in other ways. I try to figure out where I fit in and what makes sense. I try to let go of what doesn't make sense or what is too much of a challenge that doesn't work. And just, you know, and I think it's just always going to be a process. I really do. I think it's always going to be a process in figuring this out, you know, in this industry. So I really, really encourage you, those that are creative souls. And when I talk about creative souls, I hope you understand that I'm speaking about those artists that want to make money and need to make money from what they create. There are definitely people out there that create just because they love to create. They're in a different category. So when I talk about artists anytime in a blog, in a post, in a you know, on the radio, I'm always talking about somebody who's taken this as a profession and as a business. You know, do it the right way. If you don't know what the right way is, figure it out. There's too many times when music is being presented to professionals that's presented not, you know, in a professional manner. And one of the things that I've learned, and I really, really recognized recently, is the tools that I have gained over the years in having jobs has really helped me in being able to transfer those skills into what I do now. You know, I had to meet deadlines. I had to be able to communicate well. You know, I had to have great customer service skills, good people skills, and, you know, be on time, be timely, be responsible, be dependable. And so those type of things are skills, and I want you to really think about, I would imagine most of you have had some kind of job that you've learned some kind of skills from. Even if you didn't like the job, you learned some skills from them. And, you know, you can transfer that over into what you do in this creative arena that can benefit you. Please don't expect people to give you all the answers. You know, it's too easy for you to, you know, expect even myself to give you all the answers to it. I share a lot of information. I share a lot of information, you know. But at the same time, guess what? I did my research. Guess what? I positioned myself to have people in my world that will answer my questions. You need to do the same too. You got to think outside the box. If you don't know something, you need to find an effective way to find out the information, you know, and really, really figure out what does taking it to the next level look like and what do you need to have in place to do that. You can't have just a great talent and think, boom, I'm going to be able to jump out there and do something. You have to have more than that, and you need to find out what that more looks like. So I'm kind of running my mouth, right? But these are type of things that have kind of been on my mind, and I think it's important really, really to share, you know, sometimes. And I like to make people think, you know, what is it that they can do better? One of my strengths, you know, in the years that I worked, especially in the floral industry and even as an international freight forwarder, I'm good at leading and I'm good at training. And so I understand that people learn different ways because I have my own style of learning, you know, but at the same time, you know, you need to be able to figure that out. And not everybody are leaders. And I recognize I've got a strong personality, and I recognize I've kind of an alpha female. You know, not everybody is a leader. And you know what? Not everybody's meant to be. You know, some people, it's really okay to kind of be followers. But make sure when you're a follower, you're following the right person, the right information, and that you do your research still. Don't trust just based off of what you hear, and maybe not even off of what you see. Do your research and dig a little bit deeper. So let me jump into some music. I'm going to play Jonathan Winstead, and this piece is called I Miss You Girl.
I miss you, babe. Seems like our song is on every radio station. Since you've been gone, I've been patiently waiting. Every second feels more like an hour, baby. And each hour is forever and a day. I know that you are so busy, baby, and I don't wanna get in the way. it's all in my head. No other woman can make me feel like you do, baby. So as long as you are gone, I'll keep a line on for you, lady. I'll be right here when you come back home. I miss you, girl. Talking each other asleep over the phone. I'm waking up in the morning just to realize you're still gone. Oh, no matter where you travel, late, girl, you'll never be too far. I'll drop whatever I'm doing and I'll come to wherever.
About a long day. tomorrow. If it doesn't work out today, you know, I remember as if it were yesterday, I can still see the laughter in her eyes. I can still see how she was the most important thing in my life. And now it just seems so strange that she's not here. So many times I still remember, but what will I do? If I can't remember you. If I can't remember
got to know your name, baby.
All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flava Coffee House online. I say online, and it feels kind of awkward, but then sometimes when I don't say it, it feels kind of awkward. But it was so funny because when I started doing this particular show, my Flava Coffee House family here in Seattle thought I reopened Flava. And so when they saw all the advertisements going up, because I actually use on my advertisement a picture of Flava Coffee House, and they thought I reopened. And so I had to explain to them, no, it's a radio show. And so that's where kind of this online thing goes. And when I say I'm opening the online doors or whatever, it's, you know, it's trying to get you to understand this is not an actual coffee shop that I'm expecting you to come to. You just can listen online. You don't even have, because I don't open up the chat room. I'm just don't like going back and forth. I'm just going to keep it real. I don't like going back and forth between the chat room and pay attention to what I'm doing and, you know, and everything. And so, you know, I don't open that up. And, you know, all you have to do is really log in, listen to me while you're hanging out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, researching, writing a paper, doing your housework, whatever. You can just, you know, log in and listen. And just Flava Coffee House is my umbrella over, like, pretty much everything that I do that has to do with Flava, you know, because it really, really, it all started with Inner Walls. You know, that's how Lady Flava was birthed. That was how Flava News was birthed, you know, was within her walls. And it allows me to keep her alive, you know, and I miss her. I miss her sometimes. You know, I have so many amazing pictures. I've lost some amazing pictures too, but I've got a lot of amazing pictures from the days of Flava Coffee House. And when I see them, and I think about the people who became my family there and stuff, I really, really miss it. I even miss making coffee. You know, I miss saying good morning to people. That's kind of why I do the coffee house show in the morning. That's why I do morning coffee with Flava, you know, early in the morning. Because I used to be able to greet people and wish them a good day before they went out and headed to work and school and all, you know. And there's something special, you know, about having that particular opportunity to wish a lot of people a great day. I think it's important to just, you know, share a smile and a hello with somebody, especially somebody you don't know, because it can change a person's day. But when you have that opportunity to wish somebody a good day and to feel really good and sincere about it, that really, really can change how somebody approaches the day. Think about that, right? Because I know it happens for me when somebody comes along or I get that special phone call. It always changes my day. It always changes my mood. You know, and somebody can take you in a totally dark direction too, right? But there's nothing better than something positive. I'm going to throw something out there, another situation I've dealt with, and I'm really not really dealt with, like, in how I'm going to maneuver through it. I have somebody I love very, very dearly, very, very dearly. Great person, amazing talent, just beautiful, beautiful person. But they got into a dark space, you know, and they kind of put themselves in a situation where everything kind of turns negative. And so the conversations are always around something that's negative. And I kind of backed off. It's not that I will never have communication, because I will. I'm just trying to figure out my approach so that I can keep it under control. And I've had always hoped in our conversations and how I deal with things would rub off on this person. I talk about meditation and prayer. I talk about letting go. I talk about healthy approaches that I use, you know, to deal with the stresses of everyday life. By no means am I saying perfect. I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I always react positive. But trust and believe, really, at my age, I really think about all of these things. If you know me, you know that I suffer from high blood pressure from time to time. I do not want to die, have a stroke, you know, or anything. You know, I've already ended up in the hospital once over a year, about a year ago, behind my blood pressure. And so I don't want to do that again. I don't want to jeopardize my health where I can't live life the way that it should be lived or not even live at all. And so I know that I have to really regularly recognize when stressful things are taking place and about to take place and figure out how to take care of me during those situations. And this person, the sad thing is I don't think they even realize the direction they go on a frequent basis. And so I don't know if in time I'll be able to have a conversation with them around this, because I do sincerely love them. You know, or maybe write a letter, you know, to them expressing, you know, how I feel about, you know, things or whatever. But, you know, how do you handle somebody who is just not bringing something healthy into your world, but they're good people? And it's not like a person you really need to say, I'm going to turn my back on them. I think there's really a distinct difference in knowing when somebody is someone that you can walk away from, and knowing when there's somebody who really is good, and you love them, and maybe you can find your way of dealing with them, but you don't have to walk away. And I feel that way about this particular person. But how do you handle it, you know? Or are you one of those kind of people? I mean, think about it. What do your conversations sound like? And what do you think they sound like to other people? I think that's another thing too. As you mature in life, and it doesn't, when I say mature, it doesn't necessarily mean age. It means wisdom. You know, how do I sound when I talk? What am I talking about? And I'll be honest, I have a loved one that said it to even me a few years back. You know, I was really struggling in a lot of areas in my world. And, you know, that person just said, you know, Flava, I don't know what to say to you, you know. I can't fix your world for you. And he's like, man, I can't talk to you right now. And I respect that. Of course, we talk to each other still, you know. And things are cool now. But I always think about that, and I thank him for that conversation, because sometimes I think when we're in that space, we don't realize what it is that we're putting on somebody else. I think there's a difference between venting and just constantly bitching, you know. And I think there's a healthy way of venting, especially when you have a solution. Or especially when you can just let go of it shortly after you do your vent. Sometimes there are things that we can't control. But the one thing that we really can control is how we allow things to affect us. And, you know, and I'm one of those people, I have a hard time, like, turning my brain off. And I think that's what I've been struggling from, you know, for the last week or two. It's just turning my brain off. There's so many things going on, and I want to make sure that I'm handling everything. That's why I have this wonderful weekly calendar in front of me. Very effective tool for me. If you don't do it and you kind of need to keep organized, I suggest the weekly calendar that has the big spaces. You can write in what it is that you need to do, kind of schedule it out during the week and check it off when you do, and then look at what you missed and figure out where you can fit it in somewhere else. But, you know, my brain just doesn't shut off, and so I don't rest really well. But, you know, I think about that person, and I love them. I want them to know that I love them. But I got to figure out my way of, you know, approaching, you know, how I deal with them, because, man, It's really, really hard when you hear something that is never, never uplifting. All right, let me jump back into some more music for you. I have not played this man in a while. I don't know where he is. I think he found me maybe on Twitter, but he doesn't communicate anymore. It's been a couple years since I've talked to him, had him on my radio show, seen anything about him. I hope he's still creating music because I love his sound. I really, really do. This is my boy Nwambe with his piece, Unusual.
My dad as a little boy. Mama, she had two house up on a hill. New friends, new school, new way of life.
Way of life.
Everything we once knew had changed.
What they say.
Whatever don't break you was sent to you to make you stronger in the end. And we were never the same. They say, come on, clap with me. La 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 la. I can remember my first love, first kiss, first time I ever
changed.
Mistakes, heartache, man, growing up was so amazing. And in the midst of it all, we climb and we fall. But I know that I wouldn't change a thing now, now.
If these walls could talk,
no, no.
Oh, what they say,
oh, what they say. I don't want you to know.
From a baby tee into puberty, I was so shy that I could hardly speak. Used to cut my hair in the bathroom sink. Summers in J.A. with my family. Mine went to places you could never know. Nights I was fighting but was all alone. Doubt in my mind, but it's no surprise. I dreamed a lot with open eyes.
But nothing that made it all worth the while were the songs inside when they came alive.
And if you look,
and if you look, you are sure to find that every outset story's good. This one is mine. If these walls could talk, or what they say,
I'ma turn away and never look back. you, but I just can't. I can't keep lying to myself. I can't keep lying to myself. Why do I keep lying to myself? Pretend that I don't love you, 'cause I got someone new. See, he could treat me so good, but he got nothing on you. I act like you were nothing, but you know you're everything. Try to convince myself that I'm okay without you. I keep saying you weren't good for me. Keep saying we weren't meant to be, that I'ma turn away and never look back. Act like I never met you, but I just can't. I can't keep lying to myself. I can't keep lying to myself. Why do I keep lying to myself? Acting all tough when I know I really ain't. Trying to get my love when I know I really can't. Lying to myself, I'm just trying to numb the pain. Trying to numb the pain, trying to numb the pain. Acting all tough when I know I really ain't. Trying to give you up when I know I really can't. I've been lying to myself, I'm just trying to numb the pain. Trying to numb the pain, trying to numb the pain. I'm lying to myself.
Try to give her real love, she don't want that. Man, her heart's so cold, wish I knew that. Anybody that smiles so good, gotta be hiding something so hood, cause she's so hood. Never really ever met a match in my life. She like fire, got the fuck damn right. Mood swings, few by the green, no time for a ring, but she tryna be down with
she
the king.
With my mind. She playing with my mind. She took everything that I had. She took everything. She took everything that I had. She took everything.
You're listening to Flavor Coffee House Online. This is where I show my support to a variety of underground independent artists. And it's not just about the music, even though that's what I play here on the show. I want you to know that I love the arts. I love supporting all creative souls. You know, I think that everybody deserves when they're creating something, especially something of quality and substance, that they need to have cheerleaders behind them to help push them forward and to help push them out. And that's just one of the things that I like to do. I started out as a book reviewer of African American literature, and then it just kind of grew, you know, into a variety of art and genres. And it's exciting to be me. You know, I was thinking about this the other day that, you know what, anything is possible. It really, really is. When you are a good worker, you know, you have good work ethics. You position yourself in working at good places that give you skills when you position yourself amongst those that are achieving and those that like you. That's really, really important, especially in this industry. When somebody likes you, they kind of take you under their wing, maybe not even realizing it, but when they just really enjoy their communications with you, they'll be your teacher. They really, really are. Somebody had reached out to me about how did I get in the position of being an A&R rep and what did that really mean. And I didn't go to school. Honestly, I have a high school diploma, and that's all. But I've owned businesses. My first business with A Touch of Sunshine, which is my flower business. Then I built, you know, Flava Coffee House, and now I have Flava News. Plus, I'm business partners with Mark Van Claggett with Flava Marlex. And Marlex Records. And so, you know, when you have really good skills, you can open up a lot of doors for yourself. And I'm blessed that I had those type of work ethics. You know, as a young child, I started working in the floral business when I was 12 under the table. And so I've been working ever since, you know, and now I'm in a position that I can work from home. I'm in a position that I can take care of my dad full time. I can't imagine putting him in a home, you know. And when he lived in a retirement community, I had to go spend a lot of time doing things for him anyhow. So he's much happier, you know, being in the home with the family. He's much happier, you know, having home-cooked meals and having his own kind of space or whatever. His world's pretty quiet, you know, because he's not communicating a lot in conversation, you know, but he's still very active in a sense. He watches TV, he reads, he does word search puzzles and all. But, you know, I'm happy to be able to take care of him. If I had a regular job, I wouldn't be able to do this, but I never realized that as I was maneuvering through life that I could do something like this in the end for my dad. And so God's worked it out. God really, really worked it out. And I posted up the other day, you know, anything is really is possible, and I'm living proof of that. And I think that success can be measured in many, many ways. Do I have millions of dollars? Of course not, I don't. Could I get to the point? You never know. You really never know, because I'm in a pretty good position to make a lot of money. I'll be honest with you. You know, but I feel extremely successful just because I'm really happy with my life. There are those struggles that I talked about earlier in the show, challenges, you know, that have been faced on a professional level and in a sense in a personal level, you know. But when it comes to my world, how I do things, what's opening up for me, I'm very blessed. I'm very happy with that. So, you know, it's all about how you maneuver through life. And I think that many of us block our own blessings. Really, really look at yourself. Are you blocking your own blessings? If somebody was to offer you an opportunity, would you be able to walk through those doors and take advantage of that? For me, I knew that when doors opened, I was just going to step through. I felt very solid about who I am and what I have achieved already. And so I walked through. Even if it wasn't something that I really, really knew, I knew that I had the skills to do something that was effective with it. And I also knew that I had communication skills that I could ask the right questions, that I would be somebody who was trainable. Think about that. Are you trainable? You know, sometimes we get set in our own ways. And trust and believe, I have my own ways of doing things. There are certain things I will not budge from. But it's still, even at that, I know that I need to be trainable, especially if it's something I really want. I know that I have to be open to receive the information, retain it, and digest it in a way to be able to use it. And people in the industry like that. When you really listen, you pay attention, they see you doing some of the things that they have, you know, shared with you. They like that, and you need to be that way. I was watching Shark Tank last night. That's one of my favorite shows. And it's my favorite not to see who gets the deal, but the way that the person wanting the support from, you know, the sharks, to how the sharks respond to the presentation and the person who's in front of them. Man, last night there were some people that were just not willing to hear. Were not willing to hear them because they weren't willing to even grasp and entertain what the sharks were saying. The sharks shut down. The sharks just shut down on them. And even if it was a great product, listen to me, even if you are a great product, if you've got a bad attitude, that could be holding you back. Do you know you have a bad attitude? Maybe not necessarily. That's the challenge. But if you have a bad attitude, if you're not somebody who's easy to work with, if you want to challenge everybody around something because you got to stay in control of stuff, you may be blocking your blessings. So really, really think about that. In this last set, before I started talking, I played my boy Nwambe with his piece, Unusual. I love this man, talent, but you know what? I love his story. A few years back, I had him on the leopard carpet, and kind of intense, but you know what? He kept it real, and that's what I really, really appreciated about him. Very respectful. But he kept his story real to what he's gone through in this industry. It's not easy. And maybe that's why he kind of maybe stepped back or whatever. I hope he pops out and says, you know what, Flava, I got some new music for you. I would be so excited. You know, when artists say thank you to me, that really matters. Those simple words, thank you, mean a lot. And so I appreciate you artists that who've even reached out to me already this morning, you know, and thanked me for playing your music today at the coffee house, you know, because that's big to me, you know, just to be acknowledged that way. That means the world. Then I went into my boy Darian Dean with his piece, If These Walls Could Talk. And, you know, he's with my mentor, you know, Righteous Music Media, Miles Anthony. And he's doing some good things. I can't wait. He's in the studio working on some new music, kind of going a different direction a little bit. He is the new host for Soul Factory out there in New York. you know, he's doing some good stuff, some really good stuff. It's been exciting to watch the journey of Darian Dean out there in New York from a distance. Then I went into Felicia Temple with Lying to Myself. I saw her live on Gander TV at Soul Factory when they were at the Drome. And so that was really, really exciting, you know, in those days when I could actually physically watch the shows that they were putting on. I'm hoping that they can do that, work that out, you know, in the new venue since they've changed locations. But you know what? At least I got about a year of being able to see, you know, the shows that were taking place for Soul Factory. And in that, I realized the quality of the artists, but also the quality of the production of the show. I mean, when they say it's going to start at a certain time, it did. They had a quality house band that they worked with, and they have a quality, you know, band that they worked with and hosts, and, you know, their shows go so smoothly, so very smoothly. Okay, there's this house across the street, and if you listened to my show last week, it trips me out. It seriously trips me out because... because there's this black truck, and whenever the people who live in this house and buy this black truck, get in the black truck, these black crows surround them. I have no idea what that's all about. And I tried to take a picture of the crows because they're on the electrical lines. I'm actually going to try to take a picture as this person pulls out of the driveway of the crows following it, because I do not know what that story is all about. I don't know if it would be rude if I ever ran into them outside of the house to ask them what is up with the crows, because it just trips me out how whenever somebody from this house comes out and gets in that black truck, the crows appear, and they're sitting on the electrical wires and the telephone poles or whatever you call them now. And then once this truck pulls out, they're going to start following it. And I've been meaning to take a picture of this because, I don't know, it just, yeah. Anyway, let me just say this because I'm sorry, I'm standing up, I'm watching, waiting for this truck to pull out. But I also played John Michaels with She Played With My Mind in that last set. So should I keep talking? Okay, why is she taking so long to pull out of her driveway? I don't know. She probably knows I'm standing here with my phone camera, huh? So you know what? Oh, I think she might be pulling out. Okay. You know what? Let me play a song. And hopefully I can get a picture, and then I'm going to post it, okay? So I'm going to play my girl Tiffany Wilson. She's from up here in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm going to play Happy.
You get home from work, put your bag down on the floor, follow the
open wide and all that's awaiting you. It's a good time. I like tell her twice and I ain't gotta tell her once. As soon as I walk through the door, she already knows what I want. Clothes and pants halfway down, them white jeans never touch the ground. I think you're getting it too formal now.
I like it when you go up.
She can do anything if I like it.
If I like it, she turns and she likes it.
When it jumps up, she takes good care of it.
She likes talking about it, like being about it more.
She's hard up for my love and no time for kissing or hugging. Them draws you to hit the floor. When I walk through the door,
she comes
I see you playing with it, mom. Now hand it over to a
ball. She
comes I see you fiddling with it, mom. Now hand it over to a ball.
She comes
I know you're feeling for it, mom. Now go on and take it all along.
She comes
I know you're ready for it, mom. I'm about to bring you on. Let's go to the house and play a game of cat and mouse. And you find yourself in trouble for the armrest of the couch.
Have reached, leave me a message.
Saturday night, I forgot to call. I tried to be with you, but you weren't alone. About the style of your hair, I tried to comb through, but there was someone in there. I thought that you was Christian, like up till that night. I saw it in your makeup, wasn't looking right. Something told me better off, don't come to call. I tried to be with you, but you belong to all you know. Girl, something's wrong. You hung up on my line, I said, don't think I see. If it wasn't for your makeup, you'd be chilling with me, you know.
Something's wrong.
I know y'all probably just think I'm a trip, but that's what makes me interesting, right? That's why you come back and you listen to me time and time again, and that's why this particular show is the number one listen to show, huh? Yeah, I sit in a window now, and I can see my neighborhood. Guess what? It's snowing. On top of the crows across the street, it's snowing. I think this happened last week when I did this particular show, the crows and the snow and everything. And guess what? I got the pictures. I think I got some pictures. So when I post them up on Facebook, everybody who listened to the show today will know what I'm talking about this crow, these crows. And that black truck across the street, it's a trip. I have no idea. I don't know if they're vampires. I don't know what their story is, why these crows surround that particular truck. It's only when a person comes out of that house and gets in that truck. So I don't know if they feed the crows. I have no idea. It's a trip. It is a trip. And it's snowing. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope you... you know, maybe, you know, have some things to think about. You know, it's always about doing it better. It's always about trying to find less stressful ways of handling things. It's always about moving forward. That's what it should be about. When I share my stories and information or even just the stories of other people, it's because, you know, I hope that you'll think about what I'm talking about. And, you know, and if it fits into something or somewhere in your life, you know, then maybe you might think about trying to make a change or do something different, or you'll learn something that'll make the next step easier for you. I'm 53 years old. I think I'm that mama and that grandma that has some wisdom, you know, because of the years that I've been on this earth that I can share. You know, I value my elders and have learned from them. And I think it's really important to surround yourself with people that you can learn and grow from, because that's how people really move forward. If you stay stagnant, there's no growth. And the only way that you grow is if you utilize some form of tool, you know, to expand where you are in the present. Even if it's reading, even if it's researching, even if it's seeking out those that have the information and those that you can get along with and would be willing to share. I think those are some things that are really, really important. And tools not only to use if you're in the arts and music entertainment industry, but just in life in general. Sometimes I think it's too easy to stay still. And when you stay still, you know, what is there to talk about, right? What is there, you know, that brings you a sense of excitement and a sense of empowerment and a sense of just life? I mean, I know that it's okay to be still sometimes, but I think there should always be progress too. Or maybe that's just me, you know, because I could never just stay still. Even though I'm in the house and I take care of my daddy and all the things that I do, there's constant stuff going on. The phone ringing, you know, the doing the radio shows, you know, listening to music, you know, for potential submission. I mean, there's so many things going on that my mind is always learning and being challenged, you know. Even if I physically am not going out to a job somewhere outside of, you know, my home. And so, I don't know. For me, I just have to continue to move forward. So I thank you so much for tuning in today. I thank you for, you know, putting up with my quirkiness and craziness, because, yes, I had to get the picture of the crows. I did. I had to get a picture of the crows. My kids, I don't think they believe me about the crows. I tried to tell my daughter. I pointed out the house. Of course, when I pointed out the house to her, there were no crows around. Now I've got pictures. But anyway... And now the snow has stopped coming down. So, yes, Flava's crazy. Yes, I am. But I appreciate all of you, You know, I appreciate you coming and hanging out with me here on Flavor Marlux Radio. I appreciate you hanging out with me and putting up with my my top conversations and stories and all of that stuff here at the coffee house. And, you know, keep coming back. Keep coming back. And guess what? I didn't give the phone number out. Next time I will. But I do open it up for people to call in and join me online normally. I just got into storytelling and playing music today. So anyway, I'm going to close out today's show with a great, great piece by an amazing talent out of Atlanta, Georgia. And this is Winston Warrior with Keep Moving. Have a great, great Saturday. You gotta keep moving. I am so sorry. I need to list the artists that I played in that last set before I had started talking again. I played Tiffany Wilson. She's an amazing talent up here in the Pacific Northwest with her piece Happy. Going into another Pacific Northwest artist, Tess Henley, with her piece From the Get-Go, going, oh, guess it's another, I guess several Pacific Northwest artists. Tanya Negron with Talk That Talk, Reggie LaFleur with Something Wrong. All four of those artists are from right here in the Pacific Northwest, but as I had stated earlier, Winston Warrior, who I closed out today's show with, Keep It Moving, is down there in the ATL. I hope you're doing well at this moment. I hope you have an amazing Saturday. Come back and join me again next Saturday. Come back and join me on all of my shows. Hey, you know what? Hit that follow button on Blog Talk Radio for Flava Marlux Radio, and then you can get notified. You will be notified of any show that I do here on FM Radio. Take care. God bless, and thank you so much for supporting amazing independent music.